live from Las Vegas, Nevada, at the KSHP studios. This is the Michelle Mortensen Show with your host, Michelle Mortensen, the fresh and fearless voice of talk radio, taking on the liberal media, the political hacks, and so much more. It's time to nix the narrative and get to the truth the way only Michelle can. Now, here's your host, the fresh, fiery, and actual voice of politics and news, eight-time Emmy winner, Michelle Mortensen.
Good Friday morning, everyone. Oh, and what a Friday it is. Yes, COVID trying to cancel Christmas on us. Carol freaking Baskin back in the news. And you can officially get a McRib before you can get a COVID vaccine in America. That's right. That's right. But over in Great Britain, you can go get it right now. You can get an American vaccine in Great Britain right now, but you can only get the McRib here. This is 2020, folks. Buckle up, because it still isn't over, and it's just now getting good. All right. Do you want to be a part of the show? I would love it if you were. So do me a favor if you want to call in and tell me what you think about all the hot topics of the day. 702-221-7283. You can see the number on your screen right now if you're listening on the radio on KSHP. That is also the number to call, 702-221-7283. Well, we're going to start with, of course, all eyes really being on Nevada right now, because in the great state of Nevada, a judge may be deciding today whether or not to overturn the presidential election. Have you heard about this? Republicans went to court yesterday and were before a judge in Carson City. And this is what the Republican attorneys for Team Trump said. They claim that they have found 19,000 non-Nevadans who voted. They say they have found 42,000 people who double voted. That means they voted twice. They say they have found 15,000 ballots that went to commercial addresses or vacant lots. They say that 8,000 went to fake addresses that were just made out of the thin blue sky, and that 1,500 dead people here in the state of Nevada voted. Now, the judge said, hey, this is a lot of evidence. I want you to give me everything you want me to see before 10 a.m. today, which was about an hour ago, before I make a ruling on this. Now, here's where it gets really, really interesting. What the GOP team is asking for is they actually want the judge to overturn the election. I think the likelihood of a judge doing that is fairly slim, and I don't know exactly the ramifications for everyone who just won an election, what that would be, but we may get that answer a little bit later today. So once again, all eyes on the great state of Nevada as we can see what is going to be happening with the Trump campaign. The suit has asked the court to either deny the certification of the state's six electors or to award them to the Trump campaign. So the judge could literally say, hey, I'm reversing everything right now, and Nevada is going to Biden or going to Trump, or they could just get rid of it altogether. Who knows what's going to happen? If we get information on that, we will certainly keep you posted. Of course, the other big news is our good friends to the west, all of our California neighbors and family members. Well, they're governed by complete and utter crazy people. They're absolutely insane. I want to show you what the mayor of Los Angeles said to all Californians this week. We've got the video. It's insane. Listen to this.
My message couldn't be simpler. It's time to hunker down. It's time to cancel everything. And if it isn't essential, don't do it. Don't meet up with others outside your household. Don't host a gathering. Don't attend a gathering. And following our targeted safer at home order, if you're able to stay home, stay home.
Yeah, just stay home, because it's scary out there, people. Don't go outside. Don't walk down the street. Don't ride your bike. Don't see anybody. Just stay home, because COVID is so very, 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 very frightening. We are talking about a state that has 39.5 million people. We are talking about a state that has only seen 1.2 million COVID cases and is seen less than 20,000 deaths attributed to COVID. But that didn't stop Mr. Hair Gel Yeah, Governor Hair Gel. That's what Trevor Noah called him. I've never agreed with Trevor Noah in my life, but he went off on all the hypocrite politicians in California. And I had to say, you know what, Trevor Noah, for the first time ever, you're spot on. Because Governor Newsom had some other insanity to say yesterday as he just kind of locked everybody down even more hardcore. He said, you know what? We're going to go back to March. You want to go to a hair salon? No, no, no. You want to go to the nail salon? No, no, no. Restaurants? Forget about it. Retail down to 20%. Listen to what he had to say. It's rich.
New capacity is falling below 15%. We are now mandating that we are implementing a stay-at-home order for 3 weeks. We're looking temporary closure when the region is placed in the stay-at-home category, that bars, wineries, personal services, hair salons, and the like will be temporarily closed for that three-week period. As a restaurateur myself, as someone who quite literally started right out of college, opened a small retail business and a restaurant, I deeply empathize and I have deep appreciation for the stress and the struggles our restaurants have had.
Okay, that was my favorite part of all. Can I just tell you that? When good old Gavin was like, you know what? I'm a restaurateur. I understand y'all. I feel with you. I'm with you. We're all in this together. No, you're not, Gavin. You're hanging out over at the French Laundry. You own your own winery. Your riches all get out. You are a total elitist who has no regard for the rules that you have set yourself. You don't believe them because you don't have any fear of COVID either. You are the biggest hypocrite on the planet, although you're getting some competition from the mayor of Austin, Texas. Are you ready for this? Yes, the mayor of Austin, Texas, where I also used to live. Why did I live in all these crazy cities? Austin's great, but their mayor's freaking nuts. Let's play this video of what the Austin mayor had to say.
You know, stay home if you can. Do everything you can to try to keep the numbers down. This is not the time to relax. We may have to close things down if we're not careful.
We might have to close things down. This is the time to stay home. Do you notice why you saw the ceiling in his video there? Because he didn't want you to know that he was at a resort in Mexico that he flew to on a private jet with a bunch of other people for his daughter's wedding. Yeah. That reeks of hypocrisy. These liberal politicians, my friends, they want to control you. They want you in total and utter control. And it is ridiculous. It is insane. And we've got to start calling it out because here's the deal. Not one of them believes the crap that they're dishing out. And not one of them is doing anything to make a difference. I heard today on Fox News before we came on that in the state of California, they are thinking about taking over some malls and putting some beds in there for emergency hospitalizations. But good googly, everybody should be doing that because we've already proven the science does not at all add up to not going to dining working. Doesn't work. Wearing a mask doesn't work. Still got COVID. We've been wearing masks, y'all, since March. It hasn't changed a darn thing. But you know what? When Biden says he takes over, you know what he's going to do? He's going to encourage everyone to wear masks for 100 days, for 100 days. And then I'm sure because the vaccine will be rolling by then, we'll see a shortage of COVID and he'll say it was the mask mandate because God knows they're not going to give any credit to President Donald Trump. Okay, we've only got a few minutes left in this block before we have much more to bring to, but I think Mary's on the line and wants to talk about the Nevada voting controversy. Mary, are you still there?
I am.
Hi, Mary. All right. What do you want to tell? Lay it on me. And where are you calling from?
It's just the tidbit that I heard from a pretty reliable source a couple of days ago, and I wanted to just share with you and the audience that our Secretary of State, Barbara Sadowski, who's very complacent during the request to recount and blah, 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 she was just betwixt in between, should we or shouldn't we? As it turns out, no wonder Barbara Sadowski received contribution money for her campaign from none other than the machines.
All right. Yeah, I think she's saying that, Mary, it's kind of hard to hear you. I don't know, Danny, if we can work with that on your end, because it was very difficult to hear Mary, and maybe we can bring her back in a little bit. But she was bringing up the controversies with the machines, those Dominion voting machines, which we had right here in the great state of Nevada and in many, many, many other states. All right, my friends, we got a lot of people online today, a lot of people tuning into the radio, and this is huge. Let me tell you, we're going to have to take a quick commercial break, but I don't want you to go anywhere. Don't go anywhere, because my friends, guess what we've got coming up? Number one, I've got the perfect Christmas or Hanukkah gift for the conservative on your list. You are definitely going to want to snag this. I've got a new segment, What the What, with the craziest, most insane story I have ever heard in my entire life. There is shock. There is awe. There's also Tiger King. And oh my God, there's also Alyssa Milano's hair-raising story of COVID. So much more coming up. Do not go anywhere in the next 30 seconds. That's right. Don't let wild horses drag you away. We got a lot still to come.
Wild horses. Can't drag me away.
Looking for a professional, honest, and knowledgeable realtor who will tell you the truth about the Las Vegas market? Then you need John Kennedy and the team at Home, a real estate company. With 16 years buying, selling, and managing properties all over the Las Vegas Valley, there's no one better to serve you. Give John a call today, 702-240-0101, and let him lead you home.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. And I don't care about.
Do you think I'm playing Mariah because it's Christmas time? Not exactly. I mean, yes, it is Christmas time, but I'm really playing it because Mariah is in the moment of her life. She's having the best moment right now because for the next 31 days, she's actually relevant again. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. The only time anyone ever cares about Mariah Carey anymore is right around Christmas because, well, the gal can sing, but she's a little bit crazy. Little cray cray, kind of like Alyssa Milano, but that is still yet to come. Again, if you want to talk and be on the show, 702-221-7283 is the number to call. Hopefully we're working out some of those audio issues there where we weren't able to hear all of our great callers. But Mary, we thank you for chiming in. And if you want to chime in, I want to hear from you too. Let's talk a little bit about this vaccine though. As I mentioned at the beginning, you can get a McRib. I don't know why you'd want to. We're going to talk about that later. But you can't get the vaccine yet over in Great Britain, you can't. Part of that is because the FDA is insane, and the FDA is just trying to slow things down. But this vaccine thing is really heating up. Here in the state of Nevada, Governor Sisolak addressed Nevadans for no good reason to unveil his vaccination plan, and it was really a big fat waste of time because, again, we don't have the vaccination. We don't have a vaccination plan. There's nothing to distribute as of yet. He just really wanted to make sure that everybody knew that frontline workers are going to get it first. Those folks who work in the prisons and, you know, old folks in nursing homes, they're going to get it first. But the big question I think a lot of you have is, can my employer force me to have this vaccine? There was one, you know, absent-minded reporter at that who was listening in Governor Sisolak's, you know, press conference who said, I've got a question. Can employers, you know, require you to get the vaccine? Well, you know, Governor Sisolak can't address that. Basically, what we do know is the Governor Sisolak said he's not going to create a statewide mandate, but your employer potentially could. Now, I'm going to say this. This is going to be a legal minefield, y'all, because your employer could require you right now to get the COVID vaccine, but they are going to have exemptions. And those exemptions are going to have to be either religious exemptions or disability exemptions, either through ADA or through Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. So let me tell you what's going to happen right now. A whole bunch of people are going to find Jesus or Christian scientists or Mormonism or I don't know, whatever religion they can come up with to say, nope, 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 I don't want this vaccine. But, you know, right now we've already seen that your employer can force you to have a COVID test. We've already seen that your employer could force you to do temperature checks to make sure that God forbid you don't have a fever. But here's one thing that I think a lot of people aren't talking about that might freak you out a little bit. Can I show you the card that you are going to be getting if you do indeed get a COVID vaccine. It's right there. Do you see that? That's right. You're going to get a COVID-19 vaccination record card that's going to state when you got your first shot. It's going to remind you about your second shot. It's going to show when you got your second shot. Yes, just like that, we became freaking Nazi Germany, and that we're going to say, show me your papers. Are you kidding me? That is where we are now. So the fact that we're even having these debates, like, should you get the vaccine? Should you not get the vaccine? Is ridiculous. The fact that we're actually having these debates is, can your employer force you to get the vaccine? Absolutely and utterly ridiculous. But this is the world we live in now. This is where we are at. And I just don't know why more people are not flipping furious about this. Number one, we all know that the vaccine is going to be key to us finally getting back to normal. Because my hope and prayer is, as I'm sure it's all of yours, that Governor Gavin Newsom will finally take a chill pill and allow Disneyland to reopen once people have gotten the freaking vaccine. We need to get back to normal, because I personally am sick and tired of having to wait in line to go to Albertsons. I'm sick and tired of having to wait in line to go to Home Depot. I'm just sick and tired of all the lines. I did not want to be a part of the Communist Soviet Union, but here we are, back in the USSR, but we're in the great US of A, but we're acting like a communist country every freaking day. And it drives me crazy. It absolutely drives me crazy. Plus, why are we supposed to trust the FDA at this point? That's an interesting question. That's a really interesting question, because the FDA is certainly dragging its feet on approving this vaccination. And one of the reasons they're doing that is because Democrats, that's right, Democrats, let's call it like it is, they were the ones who all year long, once Donald Trump operated Operation Warp Speed, said, well, we can't trust the FDA. We can't trust anything under the Trump administration. Oh, but now that they think Biden has taken over, they're like, oh, wait, now we trust everything. Now everything's fine. Everybody go get that vaccine. I'll go get it on TV. Will you go get it on TV? Everyone is acting like it's just perfectly fine now. But the truth of the matter is, the FDA is dragging its feet, as always, because the FDA is a bureaucracy. The FDA is big government, and big government is always bad. There is no scenario where government control is definitely the better choice as opposed to freedom. There's no scenario. There is no scenario. Because when big government and bureaucrats all get involved in this nonsense, this is what happens. Well, they all have to twiddle their thumbs and say, oh, I don't know if we could do that. Remember at the beginning of the pandemic? Remember at the beginning of when nobody could get freaking hand sanitizer? Where hand sanitizer was like was trading on the black market and in Amazon for like $1,000 a bottle. Remember that? Well, alcohol companies, distilleries all around the nation said, you know what? We got all this alcohol. Things aren't going very well. Why don't you let us make hand sanitizer? And the FDA said, well, if you're going to make the hand sanitizer, you have to add this additive to it. Okay, but that additive to all of their machines, do you know that what that would have done? It would have ruined their entire stockpile of alcohol, and it would have prevented them from ever making alcohol for human consumption ever again. That, my friends, is bureaucracy. We are allegedly in an emergency. We're allegedly in an emergency situation. I mean, let's think about this. Every governor in the great US of A, except for like a handful, are running their states under executive order, under emergency orders, because we're in a pandemic emergency. Yet the FDA doesn't seem to think that this is an emergency at all. So much so that Great Britain, the home of Austin Powers, that was a joke, the home of the Queen, the home of freaking Charles, who, if you're watching The Crown season 4, you now hate Charles, Prince Charles, more than you've ever hated a human being in your entire life. That is a super side note. One day we're going to have a huge discussion about The Crown season 4, because Prince Charles flat out sucks. I know it's a made up TV show, but I just have reason to believe it's kind of true. So, but yes, this is who Charles could get the vaccine before anyone here in America could. Now, I know so many of you I see online right now, you're like, there's no way in Helsinki, Finland, I'm getting that vaccine. You know what? I think that's fine because you are free to make that choice. That's why we live in America. That's why we want freedom, so that you can make the choice for yourself and the government doesn't have to. I don't know why everyone has just gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over government taking care of everything, over the government being in control of everything. It is absolutely insane. Do you know that right now, this is rich too, because of the FDA. So right now you can get an at-home COVID test, right? We could get it on Amazon. We could get it anywhere, except you can't, because the FDA says in order to get the at-home COVID test, you need a prescription from your doctor. So they would rather you, God, I think I might have COVID. Let me go to the doctor. Let me get a prescription. Let me go do the at-home tests. Instead of just being able to buy the at-home test at Walmart, Amazon, wherever you want to shop, getting it and saying, oh, I don't. So the FDA says that you American people are just too darn stupid to do a test on your own. But doesn't everybody do pregnancy tests on their own? I mean, they sell those to just about anybody at every CVS and Walgreens in America. Why is it that the FDA and the government is constantly telling us that we're stupid? I'll tell you why they're telling us that we're stupid. Because so many people are totally okay with these elitist politicians running everything and saying, God, these rules don't apply to me. They only apply to you. Yes, it is absolutely ridiculous. We've got a bunch of elitist hypocrites running this country, telling us all how to live our lives. The rules don't apply for them. And on top of it, the government is also so sure that you're such an idiot that you can't even take a COVID test on your own. This is 2020. This is freaking 2020, and it's out of control. Now, we're going to talk about this so much more because coming up in the next block, I've got an amazing guest. His name is Glenn Klein, and he is a coach. He is a life coach. He has done a lot of things, and he has written a very interesting book, The Early Wake-Up Call, How a Coach's Early Warnings About the Pandemic Can Help You Now. And he has been a fierce critic of everything that has been going on with this COVID pandemic. He's been a fierce critic of the media, a fierce critic of the politicians. He is going to be coming up after the break. And I also want to remind all of you that you can't go anywhere because this new segment, What the What, is going to blow your mind. Because the story I'm going to share with you is literally the craziest story I've ever heard in my entire life. And I have been in TV news for 18 years and politics for 3 years. So for me to say that this is the craziest darn thing I've ever seen in my entire life, it is nuts. Plus the Christmas gift that every Republican and conservative is going to want on their list, Hanukkah gifts too, and Carol freaking Baskin. And why Congress, for goodness sakes, cares more about preventing Tiger King and Joe Exotic from happening than anything else. But again, we're going to hit that COVID topic up next. So I'm going to lead us into the break with a little bit of DJ Kool and Let Me Clear My Throat. But you don't want to do that because someone's going to say you got COVID and then they're not going to let you go, you know, anywhere. All right, stay with us. Oh, it's the Grateful Dead. I was wrong. Well, we're going to survive anyway. It's all good.
The Nevada Wheelchair Foundation is a nonprofit organization based in Las Vegas, determined to meet the needs of any and every person who wants mobility and independence. Any child, teen, or adult who needs a wheelchair but can't afford one can get one today from the Nevada Wheelchair Foundation. The Nevada Wheelchair Foundation is meeting the needs for those who need it most. And right now, the Nevada Wheelchair Foundation needs your help. With the holidays here, they want to bless everyone they can with wheelchairs for a better life. Partner with them today to make mobility dreams come true. Donate now at wheelchairfoundation.org or call 702-848-6250. That's 702-848-6250. With almost 10,000 wheelchairs delivered across the state, the Wheelchair Foundation delivers hope, mobility, and independence. Let me see those hands together.
Jump. I let my Oakland roots shine every single show with my desire for old school hip hop and, you know, Oakland Bay Area rap. It's just my thing, people. It's just my thing. Although the Grateful Dead was a good choice too, right? Shades of Grey, because we are going to survive this thing. I think we're going to survive it. I mean, at the end of the day, COVID does have a 99% survival rate. So, I mean, do you even really need a vaccine? Do you? Is it that big of a deal? You know who I think probably has a lot of opinions about this? My next guest. I'm very excited to have Glenn Klein join us here on the show. And let's welcome him now. Glenn, thank you so much for joining us here today. You are the author of Early Wake Up Call. You are talking about this pandemic. There it is right there. Look at that. Where can people pick that up, Glenn?
Amazon. You ever hear of Amazon?
I've heard of it. It's a little business, you know, just trying to get off the ground.
Jeff Bezos is trying to get it off the ground.
Yeah, yeah. We wish him well. Hopefully he can make it.
Hey, you know, it was serendipitous that you played the Grateful Dead going out of your last segment. I am a huge Dead fan and major Deadhead, and saw the Grateful Dead at the Aladdin Hotel in your Las Vegas, Nevada in 1981.
Wow, that's intense. I never knew that the Dead played Las Vegas, but I think that's absolutely fascinating.
That was a very memorable evening, just winding your way through the Aladdin Casino with all the polyester and tie-dye. It was an amalgamation of America right there. I grew up in Vegas. My family is got major ties to your great city there. My uncle Al Sachs owned and operated, when I was a kid, the Stardust, the Sundance, and the Fremont hotels.
Oh my gosh.
And did you ever see the movie Casino?
I have many times.
Yeah, that was about the Stardust.
Yes.
And
yes.
He came in after all that stuff went down. My uncle, you just Google Al Sachs. He's a major, he started dealing blackjack in the 50s in Vegas. Then he worked his way up the corporate ladder. And he lost his gaming license at the end of his career for the same thing that went down in Casino. But he was a great guy. I loved him. And he used to fly me out, and my grandparents retired out there, and they used to fly me out when I was a kid. It was an interesting time to be alive, for sure.
Yes. More casino trivia for my Las Vegas fans out here. Dave Cavassier, my former coworker over at Channel 8, he also has a cameo in that movie. And while we could talk about Vegas and casino until the cows come home, we do want to talk a little bit about your book and the Early Wake Up Call, and of course about COVID. And you say that you were one of the early critics of the government and media response to COVID, that you saw from a coach's perspective, you saw this playing out before your very eyes, before everyone else did. Give us a little perspective on that.
Before most people did. And I was shocked. I'll tell you, you watch Tucker Carlson probably, don't you, Michelle?
I do.
Yeah, and he's been great on this issue, but he wasn't at first.
Yeah.
And I was watching everybody freaking out over a virus. And it was very strange. But I started blogging about it when it first happened, and I was making the case that what we were doing, when they were first talking about locking everything down, when Newsom and Andrew Cuomo were just first talking about it, as Italy had done, as Spain had done. And I thought, this is not how you want to handle a health crisis. And I started writing about it and caught holy hell for it. And I was being so attacked that I literally sat down and wrote down the whole thing. It was just literally swimming around in my mind 24/7. I had to get it off my brain and onto the computer screen. So I wrote a 20-page blog that you can see on my website. It's just coachglennklein.com. And it's called My Response to the Coronavirus Pandemic Crisis. And the reason I wrote it is because when people were, you know, accusing me of being a bad person, and who the hell am I to be able to make these kind of statements. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not a scientist. And I was like, you're right. But here, if you want to know what my credentials are, where I'm coming from, check out this blog. So all I would do when they would criticize it, I would just put the link to the blog. I made a bunch of predictions, Michelle, in the blog that were coming to pass as I was watching the television like everybody else was, because we were all locked out at that point, even here in my beautiful home state of Florida now. And I thought to myself, how did I know this? I'm not that smart.
Well, what were some of the predictions you made that did indeed come to pass?
Well, let me just finish this point. And all I did was I had applied my life coaching principles and my parenting principles and the principles that I had in place in my residential summer camp that I owned and operated for 15 years onto the pandemic. And I thought, there's a book here that could help people now, because all I did was take other crises and say, all right, here's how I would have handled this and this and that. One of the things right away was I said that the alcohol abuse, the suicide rate, the drug addicted rate, the domestic violence was going to go through the roof, because really what I do as a life coach, I'm a communications coach. And because everything's about communications, firstly, communication with yourself, and then the way you communicate and receive communication from the world. You're a communication expert. Obviously, you've been in communications your whole career. So I knew the number one cause of stress is change, and the number one cause of premature death and disease is mismanaged stress. And I knew that this massive change, we've never had this before in the history of the planet, couldn't have had it because we weren't in a position technologically like we are now to be able to scare the HE double hockey sticks out of an entire planet and get them to comply with these incredibly draconian measures to stay home, stay safe. And so I made all these predictions about what was going to be happening to our mental health situation, and that eventually the people that should have been out front on this, like President Trump and the governors, were going to start getting blamed. And we're just starting to see now. Obviously, Trump got blamed by enough of the electorate, theoretically, to lose the election last month. And now we're seeing protests in places like Los Angeles and Staten Island. I'm sure you've seen that on the news. And people are just starting to wake up. But my thing was, it was an early wake-up call. And the thing is, if you apply these principles, you guys, that allowed me to have an early wake-up call on this whole thing to your life, whatever it is, this is not going to be the last international health crisis we have. And you've got crises in your own life right now. Early wake-up call will help you get over the hump. And I'll be happy to help you too.
And I think one of the interesting things is in early March, March 15th, when everybody was just kind of like fearful and afraid, I think because they said it was going to be 15 days to flatten the curve, you had business owners, you had bars, you had gyms who said, all right, we can 2 weeks off. Fine, we'll look at it as a vacation. But then as soon as we hit April 1st, I think that's when people really said, oh, wait a minute, now we've done this too far. And here we are 9-10 months later, and we're still freaking flattening the curve. And when we did have emergency hospitals being set up all over New York and California, no one was using them, but we're still shutting everything down. I mean, I'm personally super angry at Newsom because we cannot go to Disneyland. And I go, why are we doing these stupid things when Disney World can be open?
Yes, because we have Governor Ron DeSantis, who made some mistakes early on. He shut everything down. He didn't take a proactive measures, as I suggest in the book, focusing on people's holistic approach. Listen, why did they not have? Okay, remember in those days they had all the infectious disease experts on 24/7 on CNN, on Fox News, on MSNBC. Nobody about how to manage stress properly, or how to homeschool your children.
No,
none of that. And then all of a sudden, something we had never seen, Michelle, and you've been in news for a while, the scoreboard of death.
Yes.
Now, how does something like that happen, ladies and gentlemen? A lot of people think that this is the plandemic. You've heard that phrase. I don't think human beings are organized enough to plan something like this. But once the dominoes started falling, and control freaks, it's just, listen, certain people, certain personality types are drawn towards certain career career moves, like governors and mayors and presidents and senators. Once they saw the control freaks in Spain and Italy getting away with what they were, then they were like, yeah, we could try this. We'll run this up the flagpole, see how people respond to it. And unbelievably, people were willing to adhere to it. I started criticizing it, like I said, right from the get-go. And people are like, oh, you can't stay home. It was like day three. Oh, you can't stay home for 3 days. You're such a pussy. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, it's got nothing to do with me. I work from my home. This is the Constitution. To just abrogate our freedom to assemble like that, or our freedom of religion, or our freedom of speech. Come on, you guys, wake up.
We just gave it all up out of the name of fear.
Without one shot being fired until George Floyd was murdered. And then the riot started, and then we're like, oh, this is okay. This you can do. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And I blame everybody across the board. And I said in the book, I said in my blogs early on, Michelle, I won't trust these guys as far as I could throw them because they're almost always wrong. Initially, they're almost always wrong. Who? Just fill in the blank. Doesn't make a difference whether it be Fauci or Trump or Cuomo or Newsom or Obama or Franklin Roosevelt. The decisions. Do you know that in World War II, see, you got to know history a little bit, you guys, to understand stuff like this. Do you know in World War II, Dwight Eisenhower had written a letter of resignation because initially the D-Day assault on Normandy was going so badly. And he basically wrote a letter of apology, resigning. But there was not the internet. There wasn't 24/7 cable. So, but if slowly but surely the tide began getting to change, he never had to release that letter. And then he becomes president of the United States for two terms.
Two things I think people don't really understand, and because I've spent my entire life doing both of them, is that number one, the media loves statistics. So you ask how we get a death board with how many people are dying. It's because we love statistics.
But somebody did that the first time with this thing, and they're like, oh, this is what I was going to say about the pandemic is that the control freaks caught on, and this, the dominoes started falling, including the scoreboard of death. Somebody, one of the networks put it up, and somebody else from another network thought, yeah, that's a good idea. This will keep eyeballs to our screen to see what the totals are running up.
Well, when you work in TV news,
could you imagine if they would do that for the flu season or for people shot dead every weekend in Chicago?
When you work in TV news, you literally have TVs all over showing you what everybody else is doing because it is a bit of copycat. And you need those statistics to say, see, look, we're giving you data. We're giving you facts. But politicians, on the other hand, they want control. And they don't really have much control if they're honest because they desire power. They desire money. They desire media. They desire fame. And so they desire to keep control of all of that. And when they don't have any control, they come up with unnecessary mandates. And that's why you have governors like DeSantis and others who in the beginning, they were just like, shut it all down. I'm going to give up all constitutional freedoms because I'm scared and I need to get reelected. And that's why here in the great state of Nevada, you see Governor Sisolak just acting like an idiot half the time saying, well, we're going to not have church and we're not going to be able to go to the gym. But you know what you can do? You can go gamble. And if you're from California and you want to come gamble, let's do that. Because money talks, my friends. And these politicians, they will bow to those who keep giving them money to get elected more than they will bow to you. And we've seen that with the hypocrisy time and time again, yet nobody calls it out.
That's right. Just follow the money. That's all you need to know. There is a absolute pathogen kill, a known pathogen killer. I talk about it in the book. It's called oregano. It's raw extract oregano oil. And you get it in a lot of different forms, but the company that I have it for, their product is called Oreganol. It is an absolute, it's a 1 ounce bottle. It costs $30. Everybody on the planet should have it. If I have everybody on my family with it, if you get the symptoms, I take it every day anyway, just as a preventative and have for years. But if you take it as a preventative, and then if you get sick, like my former wife, just basically she had COVID symptoms last week and she gets sick about every quarter or so, has to go to the doctor, get her on steroids, bronchitis stuff, bronchial tube inflammation, etc. She had it, the coughing, the sore throat, the fever. So I said, she had the bottle. I got her some more. She took one drop underneath her tongue every 5 minutes for a couple of hours. It's gone. Gone. I have zero concern about COVID-19, ladies and gentlemen. No more than I have concern about getting in a car accident or having a meteor drop on me or having a heart attack right now when I'm talking to Michelle Mortensen or any other number of ways to die. Did it happen that we're not allowed to die anymore? I mean, what happened to us?
We're not allowed to do anything. Who needs that oregano though, Glenn? You need to mail some over to Alyssa Milano because evidently she's had COVID since March and she's losing her hair. She went on CNN to tell everyone the horrors of living with COVID since March, which is not even accurate or true.
Well, I don't know what she's got. I've got a buddy of mine who's got it right now. He's been testing positive for 40 days in a hospital in Nashville. But here's the thing. One of my stepsons is a nurse, an RN, and he was in Connecticut in the middle of all this stuff. And he said, Pop, I have not seen one patient in the ICU that hasn't had serious comorbidities, either morbidly obese or heart disease or cancer or something. And those are the people, obviously the vast majority, or not the vast majority, but a huge percentage are just elderly people in these homes, in the assisted living facilities. But other than that, the people in the ICUs are basically extremely unhealthy, including my buddy in Nashville. He's got diabetes. He did not take care of himself, and he got COVID, and he got pneumonia, and he had to be helicoptered, med flighted from Alabama to Nashville. They saved his life. But he's been testing positive for COVID for 40 days. I don't understand it. But I'll tell you one thing they're not giving him at the hospital in Birmingham, or in Nashville. They're not giving them raw extract oregano. And you know why? I'm going to tell you a quick story, Michelle. This guy that I do a podcast, and this guy that promotes the oregano and other modalities like that is a guy named Dr. Cass Ingram. And he told me a story on my show that during the initial days of the pandemic, a lot of people were turning to him, including this pharmacist from Boston who was deathly ill with COVID symptoms. And Dr. Ingram said, you've got to superdose the raw extract oregano oil, which the guy did, and he got better. He never went to the doctor, never went to the hospital, and he was fine. And he told Dr. Ingram, he said, Doc, you can share my story, but you've got to do it anonymously. Because if anybody in my company finds out how I got healed from COVID, I'll lose everything. This is what the guy said to Dr. Ingram. Follow the money, ladies and gentlemen. The reason that people don't even know about, I mean, people know. But if you go into any health food store and say, do you have raw extract oregano oil? They'll know why. And they'll have this particular product, actually, in many places now. But why haven't you heard anybody, Fauci, Birx, anybody talking about taking care of yourself this way? Why haven't anybody talked about losing weight? That we know that the people that are obese are the most susceptible to getting sick from this thing.
Yeah, that's so, so true. And Glenn, I know that people are going to want to check out this book. So real quick before we go hit break, why don't you tell everyone where they can get it, where they can check out your podcast, how they can follow you, all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's just coachglennklein.com. Glenn with two N's, K-L-E-I-N, like Calvin with not quite as much money yet.
All right, there you go.
Wake-up call.
Early wake up call. That's the book. You can get it on Amazon. Well, Glenn, I am so glad that we were able to have you on the show. I hope we can have you on the show again. It was very interesting talking to you. And maybe one day we'll talk more about the movie Casino. All right.
And some more Grateful Dead, please.
More Grateful Dead. There you go. We got to do a lot more of that. All right. Thanks, Glenn, so much.
Thank you.
All right, my friends, we still have a lot more Michelle Mortensen show coming up. In fact, my favorite segment of all time. What the what? Yeah, you are literally going to say what the what or WTH or WTF because I'm going to shock you. Like your mind's going to be blown. You might have to take a pill or something to calm down because this is the craziest story ever. Plus, AOC finds capitalism and says, you know what? It's not that bad after all. So stay tuned. Give me a few minutes in this commercial break for what the what and a whole lot more.
Turn down for what? Turn down for what? Turn down for what?
Wondering if now is the time to buy or sell a home, or is a market crash on the way? At Home, a real estate company, John Kennedy and his team will make sure you have all the information you need to make an informed decision. Home is where the heart is, and John Kennedy and his team are ready to lead you home. Give them a call today at 702-640-0101 or visit them at homerealestatecompany.com.
Therapy Blocks LLC follows all CDC guidelines to ensure the health and wellness of their clients and their families. They're located in the Southern Hills Hospital Medical Building on Sunset Road. Give our friends at Therapy Blocks LLC a call today at 702-419-8120. That number again, 702-419-8120. And tell them you learn about Therapy Blocks LLC right here on the Michelle Mortensen Show.
LadylikeClothing.com is a Las Vegas locally owned women's boutique created to cater to women who want to look their best without compromising comfort and quality. LadylikeClothing.com focuses on contemporary, well-designed looks with classic feminine styling. Ladylike Clothing wants to help you build a wardrobe you'll love with beautiful, functional pieces that are never overdone and always ladylike. Shop online today at
no one better than your Las Vegas neighborhood realtors, Melissa White Simmons and Tim Eaton of Urban Nest Realty. Melissa and Tim will meet your every need and go the extra mile to make sure you find the perfect house to call home. With Team Melissa White at Urban Nest Realty, you'll be taken care of every step of the way. Call Melissa and Tim today at 702-757-8605. That's 702-757-8605. License number 179020.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
I am gay. I'm broke as shit. I have a judgment against me from some bitch down there in Florida, and that's Carol Baskin down at Big Cat Rescue. It was all part of Carol.
So I know some of you hate TikTok, but God bless TikTok for giving us Carol Baskin. Killed her husband, whacked him. I mean, it's the funniest thing I've seen in a really, really, really long time, and I really love it. Why are we talking about Carol Baskin? Well, yesterday you may have heard that someone at her tiger encampment out over in, I think, Florida, someone got bitten by a tiger. And it was just so apropos, the timing, really, because, you know, Congress, who cares a heck of a lot more about Tiger King and the likes of Joe Exotic, voted yesterday to make it that you can't have tigers at your house anymore. And you know what? I'm not actually against that at all. Like, I love Tiger King. It's one of the gifts that just kept on giving here in 2020. And Carol Baskin, in my opinion, should never have been on Dancing with the Stars, because I think she did kill her husband, but that's just my two cents right there. But I think it's weird when you've got tigers and stuff at your house. Like, you shouldn't. When I was a reporter, I can't tell you how many times I would be somewhere like, oh, I don't know, in Texas, in Louisiana, in New York, in Vermont, in New Hampshire, and I'd be going to someone's house and it's like, whoa, wow, there's a tiger in a cage there. It's freaking weird and it shouldn't happen, but you should be irritated that Congress cares a heck of a lot more about freaking Joe Exotic and not and banning big cats from being in someone's home than they do about giving you a stimulus. All right, it's time for What the What, and it's gonna be awesome. All right, the first part of What the What is the craziest story I've ever seen in my freaking life. You've got to check out this video, because a man married his sex doll, y'all. There they are. On their wedding day, she was a blushing bride. They've been dating a long time. She's got quite the rack on her. They travel. They got engaged in 2019. We're supposed to get married in March, but darn that COVID, it postponed the wedding. How did they meet at a nightclub? How? Couples need to talk less and connect more. Well, you can't talk with a freaking doll. It must be the best relationship freaking ever. I mean, that's insanity. This is 2020 and it's just cray cray. Did I tell you? I wasn't going to disappoint you. It's freaking insane. All right, there's more insanity. Okay, let's roll the picture, Spence, because the McRib is back. And I want to let you know that there is no rib in the McRib. Hasn't been back since 2012. Let me tell you what the McRib is made of. Mainly pig shoulder, pig hearts, and pig stomach. Bon appetit. Go get one with Bill Clinton. No, don't do that. But you know what you could wash it down with? You could wash it down with Republican red wine. Yes, let's make wine great again. Because, you know, it's not great enough. In the next picture I'm going to show you in the monitor, you can get the Republican Red Gift Bundle for Hanukkah or Christmas. It's just a whopping $55. Now, if $55 is too rich for your blood, that's okay. Because, you know what? We the People Wine has you freaking covered. We the People Wine is all about, you know, the people. So their wine's a little bit cheaper. Let's go. There we go. We the People Wine. It's premium American wine, and it's far more affordable. The Cabernet, it's $24. The Sauvignon is $22, or vice versa. I mean, so wash that all down. See, I know some of you were like, $50 Republican wine? Never. Well, you know, people got to make a living, and no one knows that more than AOC. Have you seen what she's up to? She's selling tax the rich sweatshirts. They're $58. She says it's because we're pro-union and American-made. Now, many of you know I have a PAC, Building a Better Nevada. I sell t-shirts too. One says Sisolak sucks. One says socialism sucks. We got all sorts of t-shirts. And it is expensive to get American-made products. So, I mean, I hear you. I hear you. Go to buildingabetternevada.com today and buy yourself a shirt. It's a great gift for Christmas as well. I think you're going to absolutely love it. But AOC is realizing that capitalism works. She is realizing that capitalism is what it's all about. Joe Manchin the other day, though, totally ripped on her and said, that's all she does is tweet. She's got nothing else going for her. You know, she's just ridiculous. Let me give you just a little word of warning, though, about little old AOC. Okay, here's the deal. She is working it big time. Not only is she getting the capitalist money, because every time you buy something from her, it's a campaign donation and it goes right into her pockets, okay? It really, really does. She is also really activating people. And so she might not do much in Congress, like Joe Manchin said, but her activity on Twitter is huge. And my friends, it's a big deal because she's gathering people, 1,000 people, to help kids with their homework. She's gathering people and saying, President Obama doesn't know what he's talking about. Where's about the protest and defund the police. She is a powerful voice, and we Republicans better get it together and start looking at younger, fresher faces to get our message out there so that young people quit thinking we're old. Like, we don't know that Ellen Page is now Elliot Page. I mean, as if, who doesn't know that? Probably most of you. Look it up. It's too confusing for me to get in there. Even as young and as hip as I am, even I can't give you that whole sick gender thing. I don't understand, but I do know that a Melissa Milano is potentially losing her hair because of COVID. She was on CNN with our favorite Cuomo. He's not my favorite Cuomo, talking all about that. My friends, we are getting down to the end of the show. We're going to do a little Christmas karaoke because, you know, I promised you Christmas music now that we're here in December. And so we're going to do Christmas karaoke. We're all going to get together and sing, not Kumbaya, but Wham. Oh, not yet. Not yet. But we'll get there. we'll get there a little bit closer to the end of the show. I do want to let you know that Monday's show is going to be huge. We are going to have a fantastic guest on Monday who's going to be looking at the Biden cabinet and all of his cabinet picks and how he is really placating to genders and races and not picking the most qualified. It's going to be a very, very interesting topic that I don't want you to miss. I also want you to know that you can subscribe to the Michelle Mortensen Show. Go to michellemortensen.com, subscribe. Your monthly donation keeps us on the air and helps us get on more platforms so more people can get the truth. So do me a favor and go there and donate today at michellemortensen.com. Plus, you get cool stuff from me and exclusive interviews from many of our celebrity and political guests. You can also join me on YouTube for my What You Need to Know and a whole bunch of other humorous content, because we gotta keep it funny, y'all. That's the important thing to do. Also, I want to say a big thank you to Spencer, Lauren, and Danny, because we could not do this show without any of them. And without further ado, we are going to kill it with some Christmas karaoke. I mean, who doesn't love Wham? It's our first Christmas song of the season. It's an amazing video, if I do say so myself. I mean, George Michael's got the hair, and it's like all feathery. And I didn't really like 80s George Michael. I much preferred 90s George Michael. He was better than 2000s George Michael, because that's when he started packing on the pounds. Can we just be truthful about it? All right, let's sing it.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Okay, rock out to this, and we will see you on Monday. I dance like Donald Trump, don't I? Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not cool. I'm not hip. I'm none of that. See you later, guys.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. But the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. But you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. Christmas, I gave you my heart. But the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special, special. I gave you my heart.